Welcome to the Elevate Podcast. I'm your host, Jessica Hanlon, an American branding photographer and brand strategist living abroad in Stockholm, Sweden. After spending 7 years building a brand and business abroad, I realized that many expat entrepreneurs have a hard time navigating their new life in another country. And I want to show you how you can pave your own path when it seems like all the obstacles are in your way. I feel so deeply that people need to hear the stories of entrepreneurs living abroad. Their stories need to be heard and shared so that we can help people who are struggling to find work or want to start a business to feel inspired by the stories of entrepreneurs who are actually doing the work. Get ready to go on a worldly journey with me, where you'll hear of inspiring stories from global entrepreneurs, thought leaders, and business owners paving their own path and following their dreams wherever they are in the world, so that you can be inspired to do the same thing too. Whether you're a small business owner or an inspiring entrepreneur, I want to help you find your path, because when you elevate yourself, you elevate others around you. So come along and join us for inspiring stories, brand tips, and business growth tools to help you elevate yourself. Hello, hello, and welcome back to the show. It is December 25th, and it's Christmas Day. And yes, I'm working, but that's because I really felt the urge to record this episode and talk about something that I think is really important. You know, as we wrap up 2022 and move into 2023, you know, it's time to wrap up the season with, like, you know, just remembering everything that you've done this year, and really don't take for granted all the things that you've worked so hard for, because it's really important to think about what have you done this year that you've accomplished. You know, it's not a small thing that you've done as, like, a business owner. So I really just wanted to wrap up the season with a heartfelt thank you and let you know that I really appreciate the fact that you guys are listening to this episode and listening to the podcast. I really hope that you've enjoyed all the guests that I've had this year in 2022. I started this in October of 2022, and I've already put out so many episodes, but it's been so inspiring to just meet amazing entrepreneurs who are doing things, who are making big impacts in other people's worlds. And that's really what it's all about, you know, is really impacting other people's lives so that the world becomes a better place. Because right now the world feels really overwhelming. There's just so much stuff happening. And if we can just help each other to elevate and, you know, move forward in our life and in business and just take those steps to keep growing, it's going to change the world in our own little way, okay? So I really just wanted to create this last episode for 2022 and just say thank you so much from the bottom of my heart for listening. So, you know, I've had emails, I've had reviews on Apple. Well, one review, thank you so much, Kaylin, for your amazing review. It really helps me grow, my podcast grow, and also it helps us to impact more people with the reviews, because other people can see what the episodes are about, what the podcast is about. And really, ultimately, I'm just here to go on this journey of figuring out what podcasting is about. It's really been an amazing experience. It's also taught me a lot about myself. I've had to learn how to own my own voice when I really always hid from speaking up, telling people what I think. It's been something that I find very challenging to tell people how I feel. So this has been basically a self-development journey for myself as well. And, you know, as a business owner, you will find that you are always elevating, expanding, going to the next level. And it all takes baby steps. It's not like something that happens overnight. But as you keep going on this journey as an entrepreneur, you will find that you are taking the steps to move yourself forward in your own way. And even if those little baby steps don't feel like they're big steps, just remember to always appreciate the hard effort, the hard work that you've put into building what you're creating, because it will come together at some point. And when you look back, you'll see that you've done a lot So, but yeah, I just wanted to say thank you so much for listening to the podcast. You know, I think that it's important to always go back and look at your year and review everything that you've gone through, what life threw at you, what worked, what didn't, because this is the way you can move into the new year with a fresh perspective, a new view on how you want your life to go, what do you want more of, what do you want less of. And so for me, going back and reviewing my entire year has been a big eye-opener as well, because we can be on the move all the time and be busy all the time and stop looking back at what we've accomplished. So what happened was, a couple of weeks ago, I was hired to go to Malmo, which is a city on the west side of Sweden. And I had photographed this company in Stockholm, and they wanted some new branding photos for their website, because they were basically doing a rebrand and they wanted to have some fresh new photos. And they have like little sub companies underneath the main company. And they wanted me to go to Malmo to photograph the little company that they have down there. And so I got on the train, and it's a 4-hour ride down there. And so I basically needed to kill some time. And I just brought out my laptop and I sat down, and I wasn't really sure what I wanted to do on this train ride. I mean, I had stuff to do, but I got inspired to like write down all the things that happened to me in 2022. And for me, this helped me to see what I liked about this year and what I didn't like about this year. And of course, life isn't perfect. We need to also go with the flow and just see what happens in life. I mean, life throws us curveballs, you know, and we have to just learn how to deal with what we're given. So there were lots of things that happened to me. And I think that, you know, I don't know how much you want to hear about my year, but I thought I could just quickly do a recap about the things that I experienced, and maybe it will help you, because I think that, you know, life is a journey. Life is a teaching moment all the time. So I think that for me, going back and just taking a look at my year really helped me to realize that, dang girl, you did a lot. And I can't even believe that I've done so much. I really felt like this year was an expansive year for me. So what happened was, I started the year in March by hosting a Selfies to Profit challenge. And for me, I just wanted to get into the online education world because, one, I'm one person and I know that I want to impact more people, but it's really hard for me to do that as one person doing one-to-one work. So instead, I wanted to do one-to-many. And so I hosted this Selfies to Profit challenge because I wanted to show people how to take self-portraits for their business. And for me, that was really important because that is a part of my story. I actually built my business on self-portraits. It sounds crazy, but that's how I did it. And that was because I didn't have any clients. And number two, the clients that I did have, they didn't want me sharing their photos online. And I felt like really frustrated because I couldn't even like grow my business. So I started to take self-portraits and use my own selfies to grow my business. And it actually worked. And so I wanted to teach people all about that. So I hosted this challenge, and it was actually really scary for me because I had never really been much of like a online teacher, but I knew that I had to start somewhere, and we all start from zero. So we have to just start, right? And it was a learning lesson. I mean, I learned a lot and I got so much great feedback from all the students that signed up for the challenge. It was a free challenge. And one thing I realized was like, I had 300 people who signed up for this challenge, but like maybe 150 made it, or even half of, or less than that. And so for me, that was a big learning experience as well. I was like, yeah, I have 300 people who signed up and all 300 people are going to be there. Boy, was I wrong. So that was something that I learned, that like, you can't just rely on, you know, teaching free content, because when it's free, people just, they don't really make a big investment. So I realized that if I'm going to do another workshop, I want it to be paid because, one, I want to feel like I gave good value without trying to hide half of it, you know, because I want to help people, but I can't give it all for free because I've done the work and I want to help people by showing them, but I also need to act, you know, ask for the money. And that's what it is, you know, I mean, it's a business transaction that will also benefit the person on the other side. So for me, that was a really big learning experience because I put in all this effort and I really wanted to impact people, but I had to learn how to do it in a way where, you know, I still gave value, but I didn't give everything away for free. So there was a lot to learn from that. And the next workshop I'm going to be hosting is actually a paid workshop. But that's because I know that what I can teach people is going to be transformational. And so quickly, I'm going to just do a shameless plug here and let you know about my workshop that I'm hosting in 2023. It's going to be in January 16th. And it's a 4-week workshop where I'm going to help you create the vision for your brand visuals so that you can show the personality that can be reflected into who you are in your brand photos and make it in an authentic way so that you can attract the right clients into your world. And people are going to be willing to pay you more money because your brand photos are going to look more professional and they're going to feel the energy behind the imagery. And a lot of the times when people contact me, they want to create authentic branding, but they don't really know how. And we can show up in an authentic way, but we have to also think about this and how can we position ourselves in a visual way. But the problem is most people don't have the idea. They haven't even thought about it. And they show up to the photographer and they're like contacting them. Or I even get people contacting me and they're like, I don't really know how I want to do my brand photos, which is an honest answer. But at the same time, as the business owner you are, you should have a vision already. You should already start thinking about like, how do you want people to feel when they encounter your business? How do I want them to see me? What do I want people to look to me as? And how do I show up in that way in my visual format? And you know, your website is home base. Your website should definitely reflect who you are visually in less than 3 seconds. People should really know what you do in under 3 seconds when they arrive. And you don't want to look like, you know, too cheap because then people are not going to be willing to pay, you know? So the thing is like, if people are telling you, I'm sorry, I can't afford you, then you need to start, one, rethinking about your brand visuals, but two, how your messaging is. Maybe people are not seeing the value in who you are, and you need to show that visually and through copy. So the main goal is to be so magnetic that people actually don't even care about the price. And if you don't have brand photos that reflect that, people are not willing to pay. And your brand is really important. So your brand photos do matter. And so in this workshop, you're going to learn to uncover your brand energy and what makes you unique. You're going to create the vision and unleash the beautiful side of who you want like people to see. And then you're going to learn how to plan and execute your brand shoot so that you never waste money on a brand shoot ever. And this is a repeatable process. So once you learn this process, you can do it over and over again. And I help my clients with this process when they book me for a brand shoot. But I'm even like thinking about going even deeper because I think there's so much more that can go into this. And I've never like taught this live. And that's why I really know that this is going to be something that, one, is going to impact you, but I know that I have to teach this. Like the universe is telling me that I need to do this. And so this is why I've created this workshop. It's called Brand Artistry. And I know it's going to impact your life. It's going to change your business because when you have brand visuals that look amazing, that like represent who you are, that show off your personality, people are going to feel that and it's going to shine through the photos without even speaking. Like your photos are going to be very impactful. And I really, really do want to help you with this. So if you want to know more about this workshop, just go to www.jessicahanlon.com/brandartistry. So I'm going into the next thing here, but basically this year we sold our apartment and moved into a new one. And that was a huge, huge lesson. This was one of the biggest challenges of my year. I had just finished the selfies challenge. And then all of the sudden, like my husband was like, let's go look at an apartment. So we went and we took a look at this apartment. We were so excited about it. We decided to bid on the apartment. We had not thought about what we would do with the apartment that we currently lived in. And we were like, okay, well, now we have to like, you know, hopefully sell the next, you know, sell the apartment. And that was really, really difficult because we hadn't really thought that through, but we were just inspired to say, we want this place, you know? And so we bid on the apartment, we won the apartment, and then we had to sell. And that took a lot of energy from me. On top of, you know, just being a parent and having to deal with work and the kids' activities and packing, it was really, really difficult. This one was a big, big change in my life. And I was feeling pulled in so many directions. I mean, what happened was we spoke with our realtor and she suggested that we get a stylist. And most people in Sweden get a stylist just to, you know, style the apartment to make it look really good. And I guess what I'm getting at is like, you know, you do need to make the investment in order to get what you want. So we moved all our furniture out so that we could style the apartment. And why would anybody do this? I mean, that was like crazy because then we moved the furniture back. I mean, that was nuts, but it was so worth it. So we wanted to transform our apartment so that it would appeal to a certain buyer. And if you look at it in terms of branding, it's the same thing. You know, you want to appeal to a certain clientele so that you can attract a certain person in, right? So that's what we did. So we hired the stylist and she made the apartment look amazing. I mean, literally like she transformed the whole apartment. But we had this old furniture from our last place and we had two little kids, two cats. We didn't want to invest in like new furniture at the time. But now my kids are older and it just felt like, okay, now it's time to make that investment and just, you know, buy some new furniture. Basically what happened was they came and styled the apartment and we knew that that was going to make a huge difference in the selling factor. And so we made that investment to hire the stylist and we knew that the person who would buy our apartment, one, needed to like art and wanted this kind of loft lifestyle, party lifestyle, because the apartment looked very much like a party lifestyle apartment, although it was a family that lived there. But basically, we styled the place and we sold the apartment in about 3 weeks. And this was just after the stock market started to go really bad, the housing market started going bad, and we were really scared. But because we made that investment to elevate our apartment with styling and everything, we were able to sell the apartment at the price point that we were willing to sell it at. And so, you know, sometimes you do have to make investments in your business to take it to the next level, even if it hurts to like spend the money. But it wasn't cheap hiring the stylist, but we could see the results. We felt it, we saw it. It was a huge transformation. And so what I'm saying is when it comes to your personal brand, maybe like thinking about investing in your business, hiring a photographer to take your photos to the next level or getting a copywriter or a web designer to take your business to the next level is going to make a huge difference, okay? So think about that, you know, invest in your business. I've invested in my business so many different ways through education, hiring a coach, hiring a web designer, somebody to just help me out so I could also accomplish more things. So after I had the stylist come in and move in all the new furniture, I literally went on a yoga retreat. And during that time, I was just so overwhelmed that when I booked this yoga retreat, I was like, I need to do something totally different. But I don't want to go far away. I want to stay somewhere local. And this girl, Johanna, she was hosting a yoga retreat in the Swedish archipelago. And I was like, this is it. This sounds amazing. I need this like today. So when I booked this retreat, it was like a month away. And so I literally was looking forward to this moment of just like getting on the boat and getting to this beautiful location out in the middle of nowhere. So there was like this cool house on like this island, and basically we were like all alone. So when I signed up for this yoga retreat, I didn't really know what to look forward to because I was like, I never do yoga, but like I had no idea what I was getting into. So when I got to the retreat, we were met with beautiful women from all over the world. I mean, there were people from everywhere. And we all got to know each other, and it was just so beautiful going to a retreat where nobody knew me, I didn't know them, and I just put myself out there in a way that, like, you know, I just was me. I tried to be as open-minded as possible. I tried to like relax and not think about work, not think about life, and just, you know, enjoy the moment. And during that time period, Johanna had set up a couple workshops like on top of the yoga that we were doing. And those were very, very transformational. I never realized how much I was holding on to in my body, just through like all the things that had happened during the pandemic, like all sorts of things, you know, that tension that you just hold on to and it never goes away. I was holding on to a lot of energy that like had never been released, and it was like manifesting in my body. And I had like lots of pain in my lower back, and I tend to hold a lot of energy there. If I don't release it, I'm in pain. So I really felt it at that time period, like all this like tension, pain, anxiety. I just really felt burnt out. And so the workshop gave me so much energy again. I was able to release all this like pent up energy that I had been holding on to, anger, pain, things like that. And we did different workshops. One was sporadic meditation, and the other one was a cacao ceremony. And the sporadic meditation was pretty intense. Also quite challenging because you basically had to look like a total fool doing this sporadic meditation in front of a bunch of people that you don't even know. And you just like making lots of weird noises. And it was crazy, but it was such an eye-opening experience. And I think that, you know, as a business owner, we're always on this journey of self-development, and, you know, you have to pick what you want to work on. For me, it was dealing with energy and pent up anxiety, anger. Like I said, like for me, sometimes it's really hard for me to speak up. So I hold on to things, and I'm also very sensitive. So I can pick up a lot of energy from a lot of people from, you know, anywhere. Like I just have this sensitive body that like feels everything. So for me, it was really good to go to this workshop and go through this whole like process of healing. And for me, that was really transformational. So, you know, for me, I love to go and do like a yearly workshop on body healing and just feeling into my body, because really ultimately we need to take care of our bodies. Because it's the one thing that we can rely on. It's us, right? We are the ones that have the answers within us. We do hold on to a lot of energy. And if we don't like deal with this, it shows up in weird ways, right? Ailments and body pain. And so for me, this is really important to do this at least once a year. And I like to go to different workshops and just do like different things. So for me, this was really important and I'm so glad that I did it. And she's also hosting another workshop coming up in April. So I'm kind of tempted to sign up again. We'll just have to see if I have the time. But then a couple of weeks later, after I returned from the retreat, I actually got to photograph one of my clients for her retreat. She was hosting a Being Me retreat, and she also helps women go through a lot of different healing processes in the body. And she asked me to go out to her workshop and photograph her doing her workshop, working through the workshop with the people that were attending. And it was really beautiful. And it was actually really awesome to show up to this workshop already having done the work, because it almost felt like I was able to facilitate like and understand what these women were going through. And it surprised me too to see that there are so many people who are actually going through this, like holding on to pain and anger and fear and not dealing with issues that, you know, life throws at us. And so I love the fact that I get to meet people who are changing the world in their way, spiritually, like hosting these workshops, helping people to deal with pain that they like shoved down so deep that it like affects their entire life. And I was able to be a part of that and photograph that. And, you know, sometimes I'm like surprised that this is my job as a photographer, that I get to experience so many different things. So I'm really grateful that I have this kind of job. And like I'm around people that have to be vulnerable around me when I have the camera. And so for me, like, that just makes me feel like very honored that people can allow me to be in their presence, to photograph them in a way where, you know, sometimes it is vulnerable. And I do not take my job for granted, because I know that what I do is really powerful. So with that being said, there were a lot of other things that went on throughout the year. I worked on getting my driver's license here in Sweden. I have an American license, but I have to get my Swedish license. And I realized that like, it's actually harder than I thought. I don't have the time to dedicate to this. So in 2023, my goal is to get my driver's license, my Swedish one. And I also applied to be a Swedish citizen so that I could have dual citizenship. And I'm really excited to expand this part of my life. I feel that Sweden is truly my home, and I love the culture, and I love being here in Sweden. So for me, being here is, it just feels right. And I've lived in another country. I lived in Belgium before, and I always knew that it just wasn't the right place for me. So, you know, when you start to reflect on places and things that you've gone through, you'll know what you want more of and what you don't want. So really just writing everything down and see what happened throughout your year is going to be a big game changer, because it'll also show you what you really enjoyed, and you should seek those things that you really enjoyed the most. And this was also a year for me where I started photographing women just like in a creative way that I haven't done before. And I'm starting to explore this a little bit more. I started thinking about how I could start offering this to my clients, how I can package it so that it's something that I can offer to more women, because really photography and getting your photos taken is a little bit like photo therapy. There's a lot of psychology behind it, but like, what happens after you have a photo shoot when you feel like you're beautiful and you've had your hair, your makeup done, and you brought in like amazing clothes, or you just even release like all the stuff that you want people to see? It's actually really transformational, and people really feel that. And when you leave, you feel like you're on a high. So I think photography is really like beautiful. And I love the fact that I have this job. So Yeah, it's really fun to just like go back and start thinking about the things that you enjoy doing. So for me, as a photographer, those kind of things light me up. So I would love to do more of that as well. And then I also attended a Business and Dreams Manifesting workshop, which was so much fun. And I went on my own again, and I love doing this kind of stuff. I'm a generator and I'm a 1-3. So basically I'm the scientist slash teacher. I love learning and I want to like learn things and then share it with people and teach people how they can also do it. So I left with a lot of really great connections and a wonderful community to rely on. And I just love doing this kind of stuff because it pushes me to get out of my boundaries, to meet new people, to put myself out there and just build new connections. And it scares me sometimes because I'm always scared to go on my own to different workshops or networking events, but I don't let it stop me. And I'm kind of starting to thrive on it, and I enjoy it very much. So for me, that was my year. I had a lot of other things happen personally, but in all, it was a really great year. And this year I'm launching, you know, different things coming up in 2023. Oh yeah. And of course, like I can't leave this one behind. I mean, I launched the Elevate podcast. I mean, this was a huge milestone for me. You know, after meeting this girl from Ukraine who inspired me to just go ahead and take the leap to create this inspiring podcast, interviewing other entrepreneurs so that they can inspire you to do something, to push your life forward, to start taking the step forward to, you know, building a dream life that you want, achieving dreams that you want, going after that, you know, dream job or, you know, starting your own little business, selling something, you know, it just is all about inspiring others. And this podcast for me has really taught me a lot as well. And so, you know, really ultimately, whatever you want, you can achieve it. You just have to make the steps to do it and take an inspired action and just make it happen. So I know it sounds easier said than done, but like just, you know, taking action is the first step. And really, I don't know where this podcast will lead me in the future, but I'm really having fun with it. And I've learned a lot because of the people that I've interviewed. They've given great tips, and I have more people coming on the show in 2023. And actually, it's been really exciting to just interview people, learn how to ask people questions. It taught me that I use a lot of and like. So I've had to, you know, be considerate of like how I speak sometimes, even though it's not perfect. But these are things that you learn about yourself when you start to study your own self, and it's just self-development. So yeah, so that's pretty much it. 2023 is going to be a great year. I have no idea what's going to happen, but that's the exciting part. And I think that, you know, a lot of people really do prefer long form content. And for me, this feels right. You know, there's YouTube as long form content, blogging can be long form content as well. So you just need to find what works for you and just find what works for you so that you can continue to build your business in your own unique way. Because, you know, if you don't like being on video, then it's not going to work. People will feel it. And being on audio like this for me feels really right. I love it. It feels natural to me. I don't feel like that intimidation of being live. I'm allowed to feel calm. So for me, podcasting has been really something that feels natural, and I'm able to speak freely without judgment and fear. So I really, really enjoy speaking to you and sharing all these stories. And of course, if there's anything that you guys want to hear on the show, any topics or any people that you want to nominate to be on the show, please send them my way. I would love to hear more. You can send me an email. You can find me on Instagram. You can tell me there, like what you want to learn more about. It's pretty much you know, just a journey of self-discovery and a journey of, you know, helping you guys as well. I don't know how else to say it, but thank you so much for being here. And as I wrap up this episode, I just would love it if you could write a review and share this with your friends. If you know anybody who would benefit from, you know, hearing the stories from these different entrepreneurs who have been on the show, you know, it helps to spread the word and just, like, you know, let people discover this podcast. So thank you so much for being here and listening. And I look forward to 2023. I hope you have an amazing 2023 as well. And jot down everything that happened to you in 2022 and really reflect on what you want more of, because that's what life is about, is actually doing the things that you love and getting rid of the things that you don't love. So thank you for listening, and I look forward to season two with you coming up. And I think it's going to be Rodney, my photographer friend from the UK, who's going to be debuting the first episode of season two. So I look forward to sharing that episode with you. It was really fun to record. So thank you so much, and happy new year, and I'll speak to you soon.